producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephan, good day program, and the venue today is somewhat different, although I pride myself of being able to go here, there, and everywhere. Today, at the scene of the act, I was going to say the scene of the crime, Richie. Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan, Monday, the 8th of February.
Tomorrow. A lot of criminals running around there. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Not notable, at least not at this point anyway. The scene of the action this week is New Hampshire. If you're a politico, if you're not, well, as much as I'm not one to do, this is not a left versus right. You know, I oftentimes, I was in a situation on Friday in Cleveland where I was talking to some people that were working on affiliates, radio stations, and that sort of thing. And I've found over the years that I really didn't like to identify myself as what I'm not. But often the way radio is today, there's almost a defensive position here. Well, you're not political. And so, you know, because I remember as a kid, and you can remember us wrestling with this as well.
Yep.
There would be people say, okay, so are you left or right? Are you Republican or a Democrat? All right, and I would say I'm neither of those things. And people would look at you strangely because we so have, I guess I don't want to say bastardized, but we've limited the scope of conversation to a point where many people have, and I kind of have resisted that, and certainly more lately. But it's hard, even with that in mind, it's very hard, and will be over the course of the next however many months, to not have some conversation on a conversation program about what's going on politically. So I decided that I would come to the New Hampshire primaries. I'm in the seat here. We're at the Radisson Hotel, where every single news organization that you can think of, every talk organization that you can think of, I'm in a room where there will be, over the course of the next 5 hours or so as I'm on the air, probably a dozen, 14 people on the air at the same time. Richie always loves these things when I go to him, because if you're not careful, you can't hear yourself think, never mind speak.
Yeah, it gets very busy in that room.
Right, it's very busy. So we're going to have most of the people who will be in and out of here today will be political, and they'll support one person or the other. So the two big items here for us in this hour are the Super Bowl and the debate on Saturday night. Richie, did you watch the debate on Saturday night?
I did.
Did you? I watched the whole thing, actually. I thought it was better than any of the ones that I'd seen bits and pieces
of. Not for Rubio, it wasn't.
Well, Rubio was awful. Cruz wasn't much better. I thought the three governors, I agreed with pretty much the afterword when the ABC guys were trying to do their political analysis. The governors did well. Christie did very well.
Yeah.
I thought Bush looked good.
Yeah.
And I've always thought Kasich had something. I mean, there's some stuff about him that bothers me, but I also find that you can find something to bother you about all of them. I've never liked Rubio, and I've said oftentimes, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz. So that's clear.
Wow, Rubio, when he repeated himself three or four times.
Christie made him look like...
Christie had him on the ropes,
and he
didn't know how to respond.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And
he didn't, because he's not mature. But everything Christie said about him was right. He's not presidential material. He's just not. And I don't understand people's fascination with him, frankly. 888-302-3684.
He's young.
If you... What are you... Yeah, he's a kid, basically. He's wet behind the ears. He doesn't have...
No. That's why people are attracted to him, is he's...
Because he's young?
The millennials like him, and he's young, and I think
and
he's got...
And it makes no difference.
But people say he's good-looking.
Right. It makes no difference what Trump does. He still comes out. And he had a sense of humor about him on Saturday that
he was better.
He was kind of relaxed.
Yeah, he wasn't his same bloated jerk self.
Mm.
I kind of liked him on Saturday night. I thought he was pretty good.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. The New Hampshire vote is tomorrow, as most people know. And I'll be here to find, there'll be some politicians wandering around, a few congressmen, some of the candidates will be wandering around, the news media talking about the news media to the news media. That'll happen, and then we'll do our usual thing as well. But I think that there has to be some focus on our part as an awareness quote. What we feel, what you feel, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday, if you have some thoughts about either the debate or the people. This, I think, is going to be fairly close in terms of the person who comes in second, third, and fourth. I'm going to bet that
Bernie's going to crush Hillary.
Oh, yeah, here there's no question about that.
And
by the way, did you see, I'm not sure, but I didn't stay up, I watched a little of Saturday Night Live, but Bernie Sanders was on there, even though Larry David was playing him.
Right.
Bernie Sanders played an immigrant on a ship that ran aground and objected to the captain, who was Larry David, wanting to go before women and children because he was rich. So, Rich, you got the audio from that. Why don't you play it now? I think it's cut 21, if you got it there. It's actually quite, it's amusing.
Which one of the SNL ones is it? Doug, one, two, or three?
It's the first, no, it's on the other page. It's on the cut sheet, 821.
Oh, okay.
Not
sorry.
The other.
Here you go.
No, that's
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I hate to pull this, but my father is rich. I come from a wealthy family. Technically, my life is worth more than all of yours put together, especially these women and midgets. So if it's all the same to you, I'm going to pop down in that lifeboat.
Hold on, hold on, wait a second. Of the 1% getting this preferential treatment. Enough is enough. We need to unite and work together if we're all going to get through this.
Sounds like socialism to me.
Democratic socialism.
What's the difference?
Huge difference.
Huge?
Huge.
With a Y, eh? Who are you?
I am Bernie Sanders Witski. But we're going to change it when we get to America so it doesn't sound quite so Jewish.
Yeah, that'll trick him.
Hold on, everyone! I've got great news! What we crossed into was Liberty Island! We're in New York! Everyone off the boat!
Look at that!
Oh, man, not bad!
Sherikab?
I think we've talked enough.
So, and that's the cut from...
That's one thing Bernie's got going for him.
Good sense of humor.
Very likable.
Yeah.
He's genuine.
Yeah, he is. So, over the weekend, Gloria Steinem and Madeleine Albright suggested young women not backing Clinton were either boy crazy or headed for a special place in hell, which Bernie's
shock.
Women supporters have said to the Clinton backers, please stop calling us stupid, which is... politics is. That's what. That's kind of like a. That's why I don't like to do this stuff, because that's what it creates, a whole field of stupid. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get a 2 for $4 Chris Sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I, Richie is in Washington. I'm in Nashua at the seat where all of the, literally at the seat. Did you get the pictures yet?
I did. I'm posting them on Facebook right now.
Okay. All right.
So if you want to see Doug in his little broadcast situation there in New Nashua.
Right. Oh, this is big time, Richie. Not little. This is big time stuff. Jeb, Kasich, Christie, splitting the establishment vote. So says the headline in the New Hampshire Union Leader this morning. Voters are dealing with this question. Is it worth it to vote for their guy, even if he's splitting the vote and potentially letting Donald Trump win? Of course, Donald Trump, well, I say of course, from my perspective, I see Trump winning easily. And then these three split the second position in some circumstance. It's funny. I have a feeling that Jeb, I'm going to predict this. Let's see how good my predictions are, Richie.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that Christie will come in second. Kasich will be fourth, and Jeb will be third. Let's see how close I am when...
Cruz and Rubio down at the bottom of the pack.
Well, Rubio's going to have a hard time, I think, anyway, and I'm looking at some of the polls, even though they show better. People are funny. They're like 40% of the people here say that they're undecided at this point. Of course, there's such a backlash to polling and pollsters.
Yeah.
That means that the polling is going to be much less valuable and much less accurate than it has been in the past because people are sick of the polls. And in essence, the news media tries to take all these polls and push people around. You know what Fox has been criticized for? The people who have been on the stage, many of them, especially people that are supporters of Carly Fiorina, think that she got the short end of the stick. I think she was treated very badly, especially by Fox. The great George, how are you doing? Nice to see you. People, broadcasters that I know are wandering in and out of here now. I'm the only one who gets started at 5.
Everybody else gets started at 6. Walking around.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes, right. So anyway, where was I? The sense that people get that the news media isn't on their side, there's a lot of that, and more so all the time, frankly. So here we are at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire, with a Good Day program. It's 21 after the hour.
Our Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen's Good Day program. Dr. Eugene McCray joining Jennifer and me. He's the director of the Division of HIV AIDS Prevention at the National Center for HIV AIDS. Why are we more focused on this now, Dr. McCray? Is something changing in the stats?
The important thing is that we still have about 1.2 million people in the U.S. that are living with HIV, and we are seeing approximately 40,000 new infections per year. So we continue to have a problem. The one thing I want to highlight is that our latest data is showing progress, but ongoing disparities. And specifically, we've seen in the last 10 years a 19% decline in diagnoses, but those declines are uneven. And particularly, there are certain groups where we're continuing to see an increase in diagnoses. For example, men who have sex with men account for about 65% of all people living with HIV, but we continue to see increases in young MSM, although the numbers are leveling off. That's a group that's disproportionately affected. Mm-hmm. So, and the other thing I would is that we see geographic differences. There are certain regions of the country, especially the South, where we're seeing huge disparities, much more new infections in the South than we're seeing in other parts of the country.
There are a lot of black Americans who seem to be getting HIV more than has been the case, or what's the reason for the increase in numbers there?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. Blacks or African American remain the group that's most disproportionately affected by HIV. Overall, they account for about 45% of people living with HIV between 2005 and 2014. There are a number of reasons. Our data tells us what's happening, but it doesn't say exactly what all of the reasons some of the reasons we think we're seeing these higher rates in the black community are related to a lack of access to health care, either due to lack of insurance or even in the presence of insurance, not having access to culturally competent or friendly health services. Poverty clearly is playing a role. The other important thing is the high rates of incarceration that we're seeing among African American men that could be contributing. And then a big one, I think, is stigma related to HIV. And when you look at the various subsets within the African American community, there's a lot of stigma and homophobia associated with men who have sex with men who represent the largest proportion of people who are living with HIV.
All right, so what's the fix here in terms of prevention? Because that's really the bottom line.
Right.
You need to keep
right.
people from getting this, no matter whether they're black
exactly.
or white.
That's right. So one of the, it's my hope that that a decade from now, new infections among African Americans community is going to be rare. And really, to make that happen, we've got to do a number of things. One, we must ensure that everyone that's at substantial risk for HIV is provided access to preventive tools. And some of those preventive tools includes testing. Testing is critically important, even though we know that about 12% of Americans are living with HIV and don't know their status. So testing is incredibly important. Another part is ensuring early, when people are diagnosed, getting them into treatment early. There are some important biomedical interventions that can help, and one of them is called pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's a drug that people can take every day, and it can prevent them from getting infection, and it's very effective, as much as 96-98%.
I'm going to guess there's more information on the CDC website. Dr. Eugene McCrae, director of the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at the CDC, here with a more specialized focus into why we ought to be more aware of what's going on.
Crop protection companies appear to be stepping up with truly new chemistries. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. For the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
In recent years, many of the companies in the crop chemical business seemed more focused on repackaging existing products than on introducing new ones. Jeff Cecil is with Syngenta.
In the 20 years I've been with Syngenta, we've never had the offering that we have today. We have about 19 new AIs that we're looking at for the future. Some of those are coming to market now, but over the next 5 to 10 years, we'll be bringing a plethora of products to the market to really revitalize the industry's portfolio for crop protection products.
Cecil says crop protection companies will always be trying to stay ahead in the weed control game.
I don't think we'll ever see the end of weed resistance. As long as we have weeds, we're going to have some challenges out there. But I think the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire, where all of the candidates will be wandering around here at some point during the day. Lots of radio people, lots of television people. And I thought it would be kind of fun maybe for us to have at least a place to go. Richie.
Got to do the show from somewhere.
Exactly. Why not? Let's have a little fun with this. So there's that. And then there's the Super Bowl. I paid more attention. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Day. I paid more attention to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like after the fact. The first thing I wanted to say was about Cam Newton. And then somebody's going to say, you racist. So you can say whatever you want. I'm not a football fan, and I wasn't really excited about the game.
I'm a Broncos fan, and I thought that Carolina would be able to pull this off. Until Friday night, I started kind of changing my mind Friday night. And it, you know, it goes to prove good defenses win Super Bowls.
That's what they all said, yeah.
And that's exactly what happened here. Is we had two defenses playing each other, and the offenses never got off the ground. So Peyton Manning, for everything he's done in his brilliant career, is going to retire with one of the most lackluster games he's ever played.
It's not clear he's going to retire. How do you know he's done?
I'll bet your farm on it.
Really?
This guy broke his neck last year and was riddled with injuries this year. I mean, plantar fasciitis, everything. He's done.
But he did go out. Played in two Super Bowls for two different games. Nobody else has ever done that.
For two different teams?
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yep. No,
so, halftime show got sort of mediocre reviews and responses. A lot of people like the video of the not only past shows, but there was been a lot of video from past Super Bowls. A lot of them, the MVPs were there.
Yep.
So there was sort of an emotional connection to it. It's
you would have liked before the game got started. They did a piece on everybody who was broadcast a Super Bowl.
Really?
There's only been
I would like to see that.
There's only been 11 people to ever broadcast the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they did a piece and looked back at all of them. Kurt Gowdy. And,
yeah.
You know, the Buck father-son team. Yep. And Al Jack Michaels and John Madden. And just,
all the names that we all know.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was neat to watch.
Yeah, right. So the action, notwithstanding, And there were some other things. Some people thought Coldplay was good. Beyoncé needed to have her pants on. The usual sexy stuff. And then there's a man, is he, what's his face there?
Bruno Mars.
I mean, he's a short little guy.
Yeah, he's a little dude. I saw a picture of him last week with Taylor Swift, and she's like 5'9".
All over him, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Towers over him.
All right, so the Super Bowl commercials, Meredith was watching the, she wasn't watching the game, she was watching the commercial, she was reading, and when the commercial came on, she'd look at him. There weren't a lot of, I saw some of them, there weren't a lot of great, I went to bed about, 8-something, and I watched for a while before I went to sleep, because I had to get up at like 2:30 to be here. And so the first commercial I saw was Alec Baldwin.
That was pretty funny.
And it was quite good. Here's the audio from that, from the ad.
So, how much money do you have?
Alexa, stop. Reno, you definitely have to stop.
How you do that?
It's my Amazon Echo. I can stream music, order things, and watch this. Alexa, turn on the lights.
Wow.
Breaded wings? You're blowing it, bro. Alexa, how many championships has Dan Marino won?
Dan Marino has won 0 championships.
Alexa, how many Oscars has Alec Baldwin won?
Alec Baldwin has won 0
Oscars. Stop. Okay, Marino.
Shame on you! This man is a national treasure.
Jason, it's all right.
No, it's not all right. I will sack this man so hard for you.
No, you won't. Gentlemen, we have over 100 million people watching us right now.
100 million people? Hey, Alexa, release that new song, Pep Rally, by Missy Elliott. Oh, hey! We're back on the field! Football player, running guard, got skill! Pep Rally! So, how much money do you have?
Alexa, how many championships has Dan Marino won?
Yeah. Dan Marino.
Yeah, right. It was good.
It was funny.
That was funny. Yeah. And then there's the other one, William Dafoe.
Willem.
Was in a, what did I say?
Willem.
He needs to know how to pronounce his name. Exactly. All right, so anyway, he was in a Snickers commercial, and the channeling of Marilyn Monroe is kind of interesting.
Sweetheart, don't look at me like that. It's going to be amazing.
It's a disaster. Who's the genius who puts a girl in heels on a subway break?
Miss Monroe, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little cranky when you're hungry. Better?
Much better.
This thing will never make the cut. Morons.
Now, one of the things that I found very interesting, I think I said this on the air on Friday, the prices started to this. Remember, 114, 15 million watched it last year. They expected 180 to be watching it this year. And so the prices went from the price was like $3.25 million, $3.5 million last year for a 30-second spot. This year, at the end, the last three to get in paid almost $5 million for 30 seconds of airtime, and that brings $350 million or close to that to the CBS coffers for this. But I'm going to bet—I don't know what they pay for rights fees for the Super Bowl. It's going to be $100 million.
Huge money. I don't remember.
But they have a regular NFL package anyway. Don't all of them, the networks have some games? ABC's got some games. NBC's got some games.
Right.
CBS has some games.
Football on ESPN. CBS has Sunday night. And NFL Network has Thursday nights, and then Fox has their Sunday games. Fox and CBS have Sunday games.
They do.
NBC has Thursday night, sorry.
Right.
And I'm just looking up Super Bowl ratings.
Yeah.
Not out yet, but one of the first headlines that comes up on Forbes, Super Bowl 50, among the most boring in history, which is what my wife was complaining about, because, you were not going to see a lot of points scored. No. Last night with these two.
Well, it was just a game, but the spots weren't that great. The halftime was mediocre.
The number one spot of the whole Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The Doritos.
The dogs.
No, with the baby and the mom, and they were doing the sonogram.
Oh, I didn't see
and
that.
And the father in the doctor's office was eating Doritos, and the baby was following the chips and one of the chips. It was really funny.
Really?
Yeah, very
yeah,
funny.
I did not see that. What I did see was the dog one, which was the one that won the competition. Wasn't there a competition for the best commercial, and the best one got $1 million, and that's one of the ones that they used. I believe the dog commercial was that commercial, if I'm not mistaken. But, man.
Yeah, that was funny.
The kind of money that these people last year, let's see here, 47% are women of the audience. I'm looking at some of the stats from last year, Richie. The companies have released, I think on Friday, most of them on YouTube, had there were 40 ads and 130 teasers posted.
Yeah.
So they get 2.5 times more views than they would have if they had waited for the game day. So this has become a business of its own.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I'm sure I'm a fan of seeing the ads before the actual Super Bowl.
17% of adults say ads are the most important part of the Super Bowl. Let's see here. 34% said the game itself. 23% said halftime. That sort of stuff. 1 in 8 people view Super Bowl ads as entertainment, according to a survey. 18% said the ads make them aware of advertisers' brands. 10% said they influence their buying decisions. Now, isn't that really what advertising is all about? If only 10% say they influence their buying decision, what are they doing? The other 90% is kind of whoof, up in smoke. The streaming of this was very interesting. For younger people who are not interested in watching television, the streaming, there was a frantic reaction on Twitter to all of this. And I don't know whether it melted it or not, but it came fairly close. The stream, I think, was down for a few minutes, and then it went back up. Twitter wrote the interruption on CBS had something to do, it just was in the first quarter, something to do with some kind of technical difficulty, but they didn't say it was an overload. So, but a lot of people wanted, and there was a lot of talk about that before the game anyway, so they decided to stream it, and I'm betting that they're going to get close to their the prediction of 180 million people watching it in some way or another. So the Broncos beat the Panthers 24-10. Super Bowl 50 is all done. Peyton Manning is all done, Richie thinks.
Yep.
Cam Newton is a big baby.
He's going to have a great career. He's super talented. He's a big dude. He's got a good team together.
He came across like a jerk.
He did. In that last couple plays in the game when he whined about not getting it.
When they went to the press conference and he put his hoodie on and he wham, and then he left. The guy's so classic.
Hey, listen, it takes a lot. It takes a lot for somebody to be able to end up in that situation.
Oh, baloney. How much is he getting paid? Yeah.
He made some money.
Yeah, of course. So our poll today at DougStefan.com, what was your favorite part of the Super Bowl? The game itself, the final score, the music, the commercials? I didn't watch. Well, I did watch a little, but I would say... I know. There were a lot of people who were very excited about Lady Gaga and what she was wearing, and comparing her to Whitney Houston. A lot of people thought she was very good.
She was very good. No Whitney Houston.
No, she's not a Whitney.
She didn't have as much. Whitney Houston had a lot of soul, had a lot of feeling with hers, and Gaga's was much more technical.
Well, Gaga's a talent. She's a talent.
Oh, she's Gaga's a huge voice.
Yeah.
Huge
Our
voice.
Poll over the weekend, looking at the top 10 talk topics of the weekend, most important one to people who responded here, 15% said... 18% said the Zika virus, which is a bunch of hooey as far as I'm concerned. 15% said the Flint water crisis. I would agree with that. And I think I saw something that intrigued me about the Flint situation, which I'm going to dig up and have for you in a moment here. It's quarter before the hour, 45 after the hour on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Recently, Verizon had to use tiny red balls to try to make you think they had a much better network than Sprint. But there's one big thing they left out. The new Sprint LTE Plus network delivers faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. While Verizon seems to be focused on tiny balls, Sprint has been obsessively focused on building the network of the future. And to celebrate, Sprint is cutting their rates in half. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rates. You get the new Sprint LTE Plus network with faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line. Only from Sprint. Better for less.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings to $1,818 after pay full amount. Restrictions apply. Buy up for your reward card after online registration and phone turn-in.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
48 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program from Manchester, New Hampshire today and tomorrow, where the Super Bowl of politics takes place. The New Hampshire primary is tomorrow. A little bit of snow in the forecast for later on today. Nothing that'll... the news media has made a big deal out of it. A couple of inches and that's it. Something else the news media has made a lot out of is this Zika virus, which concerns a lot of people. Here's, Richie, you have cut to 812. Dr. John LaPook is the chief medical correspondent at CBS, and he here reflects on a visit he made to Brazil.
You can do a huge deep dive. You can read all these statistics, and there are a ton of these statistics. Up to 1.5 million people in Brazil have been affected, and thousands of babies have microcephaly. And they all sort of get put into perspective when you actually look for the first time into the eyes of parents whose baby has microcephaly. And, of course, when you look at the baby who has microcephaly, it just takes your breath away. And I have to say, it's devastating for them. They don't know what the future holds. Of course, every mother loves their baby and wants to protect it. And it was so touching to me that they said, as the mother said, this is my baby. I'm going to love my baby for the rest of his life. But what's everybody else going to do? What's society going to do? And there's this stigma in Brazil, and we heard reports of people pointing at the babies when they're brought down the street in strollers. And then there's the idea of social services. What's going to happen to these kids? Are there enough resources? So it's very moving. No reading can prepare you for it. No number of statistics. The actual being there and feeling the human drama.
So there's that story that the news media's made a lot out of. Story at DougSteffen.com today about the Flint water situation. Apparently, Richie, officials warned of a link to Legionnaires' disease. many months before it was reported. Here's another. This is the number one health conversation for me, anyway. I'm not concerned about. I'm concerned about people that might be exposed to Zika, but there are very few people that are going to have this. There are very few people in America going to be affected by this. Whereas all these people in Flint drinking this water for as long as they have, and the out. I mean, I don't understand why the news media isn't much more focused on this and the politicians and bureaucrats who made it happen, who screwed it up. So if you want to get the information, trending box at DougStefan.com. 51 past the hour now on Good Day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Vidman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stephen's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us now. He is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. So let's get to one of the things that Jack is most well known for, and that's the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. What's the special focus this week? When you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, join the hundreds of thousands of people that download these podcasts. Jack's been doing it with his wife, Mary, who's also an excellent medical practitioner. They have expertise up to yin-yang. That's a technical medical term. So if you want to learn about your body and how to take good care of it, and then you'll be going to the Forbidden Doctor website. So what's the podcast?
Well, it's kind of a combination of how being sick can actually save your life, plus the good bacteria that you're absolutely needing all the time to keep that immune system working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems counterproductive that bacteria would help you, but it is absolutely essential to a good immune system and how to get it.
All right. So speaking of your immune system, Jack also offers, through the ForbiddenDoctor.com, long life energy enzymes that are the best my better half, the other half, my half, all of the halves that make a whole are onto this. Take four of these a day. And I found I was getting a little bit of a sniffle and not a sore throat, but a little tickle in my throat. So I loaded up on these and it was gone in 24 hours.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, it looks like Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine has found out about our product because they're copying it.
Oh, good for that.
Yeah, I'm quoting from the doctor behind it. He says it's like making a new pancreas that makes all the hormones needed to control blood sugar. Mm-hmm. I read this, Mary sent this to me, I about fell over.
Yep.
So, no, this stuff is catching on, except ours is not a medication.
No.
It's a bodybuilding product.
Yep. All right. So check that out at the Forbidden Doctor. You can order it. And if you go, when you go to the checkout, you'll see a box there that asks for a coupon or discount. Just use the code Doug. You get 10% off. Also coming to the Forbidden Doctor, the new thyroid. We came up with, Meredith and I came up with, well, she actually came up with them, a bunch of suggestions. So how's this contest working to name the thyroid product?
Well, we've got a deadline coming up because we have to have the label manufactured. The product will be out in about another 4 weeks. So we have a whole bunch of names coming in, but the names that Meredith is suggesting, really good names, Megathyroid, Maximum Thyroid, Thyromax, Thyroboost, they're all going into the pot, and then we're going to sit down with our marketing director, because they know an awful lot more about this than we do. And then we got to do, then you have to go to the federal government and do word searches with the trademark regulation people to make sure it's not a trademark name already, and then we're going to pick one.
All right.
Hey, Meredith has got some good suggestions.
So if you want to suggest a name for a swell prize, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. And where do they click on?
ForbiddenDoctor.com/contest.
Contest. All right. There we go. So the Ebola situation has been muted. Would you say that was a good way of, has been neutralized? What went on when we were treating Ebola, teach us about responding to the Zika outbreak, do you think?
Well, you see that in the news now, such a quick and rapid response to try to alert the public to watch out for this, watch out for that.
But is it overdone?
No, the Zika thing, no.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think it's going to travel much further north than it already has. It's showing up in parts of Texas, parts of Florida. But you got fire ants in Texas, too, that don't go very far north beyond that because of the freeze. These things will be held back by the weather. Most of the country, most of the U.S. isn't going to be affected by this, in my opinion, simply because of the weather patterns that we have. This is a tropical thing. It showed up in Central Africa back in 1947. Somehow it migrated to the tropical aspects of South America. And then As any other thing does, it'll migrate within its biological boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cold weather that we experience here in the northern hemisphere, it's the same reason you don't see Zika north of Africa. You don't see Zika in Europe.
It's wherever.
The weather stops it.
Right. All right. So the first case of sexually transmitted Zika was confirmed this week in Texas. Is that something that hasn't been counted on? Nobody thought, oh, well, maybe somebody who's got it will have sex with somebody else and the bodily fluids will transfer it. Once again, this burns itself out in about a week or 10 days anyway.
Well, it does. I mean, it's very short term. It resolves itself within days to a couple of weeks. And what do you get? A rash? The chikungunya virus, I think, is a lot more serious than Zika, and that's already starting to show up.
Right, but if you don't eat chicken, you're all set.
Well,
no, that was a bad joke.
You made me laugh. Strong immune system.
That's
where our enzymes
get
into this.
Yep, get your immune system bolstered. Check out how to do that at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.